I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream. I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
This hasn't happened overnight. We have had consistent funding and a strong strategy in place.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
We're really grateful that you present us with the opportunities to come on and hopefully inspire others to become physically active and go for what they want to achieve in life.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. One player has announced that her 10-year career is set to finish at the end of the season.
I'm carrying a few injuries. I've been managing them for probably the last 12 to 18 months.
And hear from the former Team Northumbria and Sirens player who's returning to the Super League.
Stars just has such a great setup. Sam and the team do wonderful things with the girls, and I'm just excited that I can be a part of it now.
I'm Natalie Morris. Last week we launched our amazing Mizuno competition, and there's still time for you to get involved as it closes on Wednesday the 17th of April. You're listening out for the phrase reach beyond, and one lucky winner will get their hands on the following prize pack.
2 VIP tickets to the Ricoh Arena Games on Sunday the 21st of April. Access to the VIP lounge and food and drink. 1 Sting mascot soft toy, and the big one, a signed Wasps pro netball dress from the current squad.
So when you hear reach beyond as part of last week's podcast, simply make a note of the time it was said and who said it. Send your answers to mizuno@thenetballshow.co.uk. It's on last week's podcast with the Mizuno logo. Full terms are online at thenetballshow.co.uk/Mizuno, and you must be able to attend the games on Sunday, the 21st of April at the Ricoh.
Hi, this is Jo Tripp and you're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno.
Round 13 already, and what a round it's been. London Pulse beat Saracens Mavericks 62-59. Pulse's head coach T. Keenan told their Twitter how she felt after the game.
What a buzz. I mean, you know, that was a complete performance. There was just, you know, I've been wanting them to have that. We've been complaining about not seeing a connection in attack between defence and attack and, you know, in their shooting end and all that kind of stuff, but there was none of that. They were totally on song with everything they needed to do. And, like, that's all you can ask as a coach, do you know what I mean? You can't ask anything more. The job was theirs to do. They had all the tools, we've done all the work, and that's what we were calling from the bench, you know, from the bench was, this is what we train for. This is what you've been waiting for. Take it.
Captain Amma Abuezi told their Twitter it was an all-round team performance.
Very, very happy. I think our team have believed that we can win. We've just been really inconsistent, and we were still inconsistent today, but it's just really nice to have those inconsistencies and yet still hold out for the win. You can't win a game by yourself, and I think a lot of the time people sort of go off on tangents, or we lose the ball and one person's upset so they're not defending, but you need to defend together. So I think today people kind of brushed off whatever mistakes they'd made, and we were defending as one, as a team. So I think we just needed to prove to ourselves and to our fans and to other people that actually we are a good team and we should be in the league, and I think we can beat any team in this league. It just depends on how we play. It's not the other teams that beat us. And so I think the game today just showed that that's true, that we can beat any team in this league, and we just need to have patience and control.
And Ash Neal shared her views on the win.
Ash here from London Pulse, just reflecting on our win. Obviously, that was our first home win at the Copper Box, and we as a team are stoked with, obviously, the result. It's been a long time coming. We've obviously worked really hard. You know, the competition's coming towards the end, and hopefully that's just a step in the right direction for us to finish better than, you know, what our season has been kind of the story of so far. So we will obviously definitely go back straight to the drawing board, focus on Storm, and we know we still got 5 games left of the season that we can hopefully work on and finish the season nice and strong.
Manchester Thunder beat Celtic Dragons 73-46 to remain first in the table.
Seven Stars beat Sirens 49-40, and it was a game that Sam Bird was pleased to win following their deduction of 3 points earlier in the week. She told Nikki Price on BBC Radio Gloucestershire what they'd been focusing on during the week.
I think we felt we were actually starting to put some good connections together, and it was just really to hold our nerve and recognise that we were able to move the ball around nicely. So we just said to the girls, just more of the same, but when we win ball, just to look after it a little bit more on the transition down to the ball.
And actually, this time there were some long balls, that the vision seemed to be pretty good from the players as well. Is that something you've been working on?
Yeah, so we knew they were going to put a zone on against us, and if you can bring that zone in nice and tight, it means you can pass over the top, and the players started to do that really well. So it means you need a lot of players working hard off the ball in order to create that, but they did that really well, yeah.
And a difficult week, no doubt, with the points being lost as a result of a match earlier in the season. What's the week been like since the players have had that news?
Credit to the players. They're just very professional. They've just sort of acknowledged it, not really wasted any energy on it, really. There's nothing we could do about it. So it was very much, well, let's just focus on winning the games we have and deal with what's in our control. So credit to the players. They've worked really hard this week and just very focused on some Sirens.
And what was your reaction when you first heard that news? Because that must have come as a bit of a shock.
Yeah, I mean, it was a while ago, so it's taken a while to go through the pipeline. Yeah, very, obviously very disappointing, but at the end of the day, we did breach the rule. It was in error, but, you know, that's the rule. It's unfortunate, and we have to make sure we don't make a mistake like that again, but we very much decided as a group just to move on and deal with what's in our control.
And Sam Cook felt her side had a strong performance to get her team back on track.
As you probably are aware, we had 3 points deducted from us this week, rightly so. So it was really important that we got that 3 points back and put us back in where we should probably be after having won against Dragons last week.
And what's the week been like after that news about the 3 points?
Completely honest, it's actually been all right. We kind of work points out and look at the league table and things like that, and who teams that might be sitting ahead of us by one, how many games they've got, who they've got, etc. So, for example, you know, we had Sirens today, so we knew like it was, we could potentially get our 3 points back and then climb that table back up again into sixth place, I think.
And what was that performance like? You were goalkeeper, then goal defence. Seemed to make a real difference at goal defence. How was that for you?
Good. It's great to have Leah as an addition so we can have that change, put Leah at the back of me out. Blown out the cobwebs, haven't played goal defence for a little while. So I said to Leah, I was like, please bear with me because it might take a while for my lungs to just get back. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I love attacking. So, I enjoyed it.
Actually, some really great play there. Some long balls today as well. Long balls into the shooter. That seemed to be a feature of the play in this match.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's all about trying to get the defensive reactive. They're quite a reactive defensive unit. Keeper likes to come out and tempt things. So it is about playing around with their defensive unit, giving them long balls and then sending it into G when she's on.
And you've had some really great results, obviously lost the 3 points, but some really close results recently. Celtic Dragons obviously beat them. So how confident are you for the rest of the season with the rest of the matches to come?
I mean, we are putting out good performance, but still it's about being consistent for 15 minutes at a time. We're still having quarters that we're allowing them to come back, getting a run on 3 and 4 and coming back in the game again. Against top teams, we need to be able to just extend that lead, keep that momentum and not allow the team to come back in. And I think that's our focus moving forward, regardless of who we face.
And you face Thunder next. What kind of challenge will that be?
And that's exactly what I mean. We've just got to take every opportunity to a goal, keep possession, keep working the ball through. They're strong. We can't deny they're strong, the top of the table at the minute. So it's just about making sure that we keep hold of the ball, keep possession, and we just work it to a goal.
And a word about the sellout crowd here. It was sold out once again here at the University of Gloucestershire.
I love it here. I do love it here. Am I allowed to say that it's my favourite venue? Is that allowed? It is my favourite venue. No, I love it. It's all close and it just the atmosphere, and you can really like, feel everyone, and it's amazing.
Wasps beat Team Bath 61-46. Mel Mansfield thought it was her side's best performance of the season so far.
I actually think it probably was. What's so pleasing is they stuck to the game plan, and I reminded them at half time, and they just had to trust it. You know, we asked them to do something a bit defensively different this week, and you know, slightly out of their comfort zone, but they did it. And I was particularly impressed with the defence. I thought they worked tirelessly today for 60 minutes. I'm really pleased.
And you started well, which hasn't always been the case.
OTAs?
No, it's been something that we've reviewed, because those one goal losses, you know, we're looking at the last 5 minutes, but actually what we didn't do in those games is help ourselves by starting better. So we've looked at everything that we can do to make that as good as possible. You know, whether we're the finished product or not on the start, I'm not sure, but we have had now two good starts, and actually in this game we won each quarter, so you know, we haven't really had that this season consistently either.
You seemed to grow in confidence as the game went on, it seemed to me.
Yeah, it did. And you know, it's a tough call then as a coach, because actually I could have put more players on today, but there's also an argument for letting the seven follow on in the game and push it through, and I think, you know, we needed to get that balance right today because there were some outstanding performances.
Katie Harris from Wasps told Clive it was a strong team performance.
It really was. We came around together after the game and we said, you know, that's probably the best we played. Like, everyone had their own attack and defence. We all stuck to that and came out with a win, which is great.
And after those two narrow recent defeats, has that put those behind you now?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a lot of learning from that, a lot of video, a lot of, you know, looking at why that happened. But actually, we do have to move on. And since then, we've had two solid wins and against a tough team as well. So we're doing well. We need to put them behind us now and move onwards.
Was confidence affected at all? It seems to be back now.
I mean, it's difficult. Everyone deals with things differently. But actually, at the end of the day, we knew we needed to come out, prove a point, show our Wasp fans what we were made of. And I think we've done that.
And what's it like playing up front alongside someone of the experience of Rachel Dunn?
I mean, it's brilliant. She is, well, world class. But then again, I've got Bongi, who's from South Africa, and I've got Jade also, who's in England centre court. So I look around this team and they're all very high standard, and I've got a lot to learn from them.
And everyone buzzing, I guess, after this one.
Definitely, yeah. Bath are a solid team and we needed to come away with the win. So we're very pleased with our performance tonight.
And Lightning were beaten by Storm 59-63, with Siggy Berger having another outstanding player of the match performance.
Former Team Northumbria and Sirens player Leah Kennedy has signed for Seven Stars until the end of the season. She will provide additional experience to the side as Jodie Gibson continues her comeback through her knee injury from earlier this year. Leah's been talking to the Netball Show.
It's too good to too good of an opportunity to pass up. Obviously, Prem League has just finished. The coaching's kind of coming to an end. My job is really, really busy, but I can balance that. But that's kind of a lot of work during the week. So the fact that we play on weekends, so we've got no Monday night games, etc. Like, it has kind of all worked perfectly. And I couldn't say no. The Stars squad is just amazing. Like, most of the players there I've known from either playing with them at Roses or at Team Northumbria. And they're just a fantastic bunch. And Sam's just a great coach. So to be able to go and experience that setup is just so exciting. And I just think there's a real buzz around the Stars. They're one of the clubs that actually are competing and really challenging the top five teams.
And you've gone from Oaksway straight into the game. Did you feel it?
Yeah. I think in the warm-up I was like, oh yep, here's the step back. But I was very thankful when I got put on at goalkeeper and not goal defence. But I think there was a little bit of rust, but I actually probably had one of my best games I've had in a long time, and even at NSL level I think I've found the enjoyment of the sport again, which is something that I think really affects the way you play. So I think actually, even though we've had a tough season at Oaksway, I've really enjoyed playing with the girls, and they've kind of brought me back to just really enjoying and having a laugh at netball. And I think that actually really helps when you go on the court. And I think Stars are the type of team that bring that to you as well, that bring that kind of fun side, and everyone gets on, and it's quite exciting to experience that.
From the news that you'd signed to the weekend game, was it quite a short time?
No, it was really short actually. And obviously you have to go through the process of England signing off the player change and stuff. So there was a period all the way up to literally I was announced that they could obviously say, actually, we don't accept the change. So it was pretty short notice, but I think that actually helped in my prep for the game, because it didn't mean that I was stressing and be like, oh my God, I'm going to have to like step back on the NSL court and be ready and do it. You didn't have that time to mentally get in your own head. So yeah, really short notice. But like I said, it helped knowing the majority of the players and knowing kind of what they expect.
A nice for catch up with George from the glory days at Team North.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great catching up with George. We had a good catch up. I spent like the first kind of half an hour before we went to the changing rooms and stuff just having a good, a good laugh about our times. Yeah, it was. I have missed her, and it just seems, and I'm just so proud to see where she's got to as well, because she's just playing absolutely unbelievable. I think she got 97% actually on Saturday, which is just amazing. She missed one shot, so yeah, it's just good to see kind of how she's grown and just to catch up. It was fun. And then yeah, lots of the other players as well that I haven't seen in a while, like Lucy Harris and some of the other girls that I've done bits and bobs and roses with and stuff, so it was fun to catch up with them all.
You made your debut for England with Sam Cook as well, didn't you?
Yeah, back at in Netball Europe in 2016.
I was there.
Yeah. It was actually Sam that I went on the court with and made my debut, so she was back at goalkeeper and I was at goal defence. So obviously switched roles around on Saturday, but I knew what she expects. She needs someone talking and to bounce off, and we just kind of actually, bear in mind, we've not, like she said it, we've not actually played or trained with each other in years and years and years. We just went on the court and it actually clicked straight away, so it was quite a nice feeling. So yeah,
if you haven't heard it yet, I had a chat with Marika the other week, and she is an amazing person, isn't she? What's she like?
Yeah, oh, she's great to have her as a captain. Just the experience and the knowledge she brings to the team, and she's just a bit of a calming figure. She doesn't like ever raise a voice. She has a very steady, and she just knows what to say to get us back in, because it was a close game on Saturday and
yeah,
it was quite intense. And actually for us to pull it away in the last quarter, I think it's something that the Stars have been, we've been saying that that's something we need to do. We need to pull away and take these leads rather than just be happy with leading by a point or so. And so actually she was the one that she really switched us on, and she kept that calm head. And that's what you need from a leader on the court. It's great to have that.
The Easter weekend as well, you've joined in time for that. They're going to be great fixtures, Sam.
Oh, God, yeah. I've joined in time for some great fixtures, Thunder Wasps. I'm actually quite excited about it. Yeah, the Easter weekend, it just looks like it's going to be so much fun to have two venues absolutely buzzing about netball for 2 days, and also to actually have two Sky games on each day is just so good. I just think it's really going to showcase netball that we can just do something halfway through the season and not just like our welcome weekend that we used to do or the closing finals, to just have a big buzz in the middle is really exciting.
The Stars setup obviously appeals to you as well, doesn't it? So you'll be hugely glad to be a part of it.
Oh God, yeah. Stars is just, yeah, they just have a great buzz. The venue, the events team, just everyone from literally like the catering staff all the way up to the management in the, like with Denise and Anita, seeing them again obviously as Northeastern netball legends. Just the whole setup is just, they really, and I think I said this about most of the new franchises, all the new franchises that came in about 2 years ago, there is just a really good buzz about them, and they all just have seemed to got Netball Super League right, and are doing it in the way that the sport needs to go.
And a bit of a split decision, but which Mizuno kit do you like the best, the blue or the orange?
Blue, definitely. I'm very pale, so wearing orange is not for me, but blue is my favourite colour, so I was very excited to have the blue one on Saturday, but I'm sure I'll just have to watch how I do my fake tan when I'm wearing orange.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno. Friday saw Kyra Jones announce that she is retiring from the Celtic Dragons and the Super League at the end of the season, following an outstanding career. Speaking to the Netball Show, she told us more about her thoughts on the decision to retire.
Well, my honest answer is I'm carrying a few injuries. I've been monitoring them, managing them for probably the last 12 to 18 months. and the doctor I've seen told me that one of my injuries would only last me a year to 2 years max, and one of those years was including this year.
It's often the side that we don't exactly see just watching the teams in week in, week out on the TV, but that whole injury side as well, it's maybe hidden from normal public knowledge.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. You know, it's seen classed as a sign of weakness. You don't really want people knowing. Sides obviously don't want people knowing because it just, you need to, it's like a surprise on the day that, you know, people expect certain people to be playing, and then if you don't know that they're injured, then obviously then they sort of pop out. But you sort of don't know about it until on the day. But I mean, with mine, I'm able to manage it. I'm able to, obviously, as you can tell, I'm still able to play. It's just how myself and my management and support staff all help me to continue to do what I need to do and what I love to do. But it's just the fact that I can't sort of put my body through a lot of it for a long period of time. And it's also come down to the fact that I sort of looked to October this year and do I really want to put myself, my body through another pre-season? Could it take it? Yeah, probably it could. But maybe my mindset is that I don't know if I really want to be doing that again. And I'd prefer to be finishing on a high than sort of go out and sort of think, oh, I can't do this anymore, I don't want to do this anymore. Whereas at the minute, I'm still enjoying it, I'm still feel like I'm playing some good netball. So I'd prefer to finish on a high than sort of maybe slug it out for another season and then go, oh, I wish I hadn't.
And the team behind the team, obviously, the switch to Cardiff Met, their support as well has been really good over last season, hasn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. The injury I've had is I've had to manage it for the last sort of 12 to 18 months, I guess. But, you know, I met with Tanya at the start. I met with the physio at the start and just sort of laid it out on the line and sort of said, look, this is what the doctor said. This is what we sort of need to do for me to be able to get through a season. You know, both were fully on board. And I sort of can't thank them enough, because if they weren't, you know, I probably wouldn't get through this season and I probably wouldn't be playing right now. So, you know, their support, both with managing me and understanding my injury and all those types of things, has been amazing. And obviously up at Cardiff Met, you know, working with Di up in the S&C as well, you know, the stuff that he's doing with us, you know, is amazing. I just really wish we'd gone there earlier.
Kari's been telling us much more about her Dragons and memories of the Super League, and we will hear more from her in a special extra episode in the next few days.
Isle of Man netball won twice at the Sports Awards last week. Claire Batty won Coach of the Year, and the Team of the Year went to the netball team. Here's their captain, Ashley Hall.
Hello. Yeah, so the senior Isle of Man netball team won Team of the Year at the Isle of Man Sports Awards, and we're really pleased. And we're so pleased for Claire Batty, our coach, who won Coach of the Year. We were really shocked, and you could visibly see Claire's shock on her face when she won. And it's just fantastic that we're getting this recognition, and we feel like the profile of netball on the Isle of Man is rising along with the rest of the UK, and we're just really happy to be a part of it.
The Isle of Man squad for the Netball Europe Open Challenge in May this year has been confirmed, and we can now hear more from the award-winning captain Ashley Hall and coach Claire Batty. How difficult does Claire find the team selection process?
It's always difficult because we have so many fabulous girls and they work really hard, but it's been slightly easier for us this time because obviously we're at home. And we have made a selection of 15 girls rather than the 12 that we would normally take somewhere. So it's given us, you know, more opportunity. But it's never an easy job to make selections.
It makes it just that little bit easier as well, obviously, because you won't need to worry about travelling and additional expense, really.
Yeah, you know, because it is at home, it gives us more time as well. So not only are we not having the same expenses, we're rich in time to make decisions and things like that as well. Our only problem we've had with these selections are injuries, to be honest, and hopefully some will mend and some might not be able to take to the court, but we'll see that at the time.
Following IOM Netball on Twitter as well, a lot of the team have got individual player sponsors, and that's huge going into an event like this, isn't it?
It's fabulous because we're getting support from other, you know, the companies on the Isle of Man. It's showing everybody the support for netball. It's getting the name out there. It's getting our sponsors' names out there. But most of all, of course, it's promoting netball, which is exactly what we want.
I mean, we've had companies ring us up and say, right, we want to sponsor someone, who can we sponsor? So it's fabulous that people know about this and it's getting out there.
That's handy for you as well, Ashley. Who's your sponsor? We don't mind shameless plugs on here.
My sponsor is PSM, which stands for Port St Mary Sports Therapy Clinic. So one of the girls plays for my netball club, and she's got her own business, and that's it, and they're kindly sponsoring me. Yeah.
And Claire, you've got one as well, haven't you? A lot of the management team have.
So it's Route One Connections. It's nice just to be able to give something back.
Ashley, give us some idea of what playing at these kind of tournaments is like. There's an open-ended question. Take as long as you need.
Last year, it was strange. We didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know what to expect about the standard, about how it all worked, and it was fairly still quite new to me. This year, I feel better knowing what we're going into, and we've played some of the teams before, so I feel better about that. But with it being at home, it's kind of a double-edged sword. It's great that we're going to have the support and familiar surroundings, but then there's added pressure of performing in front of a home crowd and wanting to do them proud while they're actually there watching you.
Rest of the teams are Gibraltar, Cayman Islands, Ireland, Israel and Emirates as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you done much studying?
Well, a lot of them have played recently, so we've managed to catch some of the footage of them there. Also, I was at the under-17s, so you kind of see sort of what style is going through from the youngsters to the styles that they play when they're a little bit older in the seniors. So that was quite good to watch them there. And of course, Gibraltar have just been playing in the Four Nations Cup. And so we got to see them playing as well there, which was good for us, you know.
Armed Forces as well, they're going to be sending a team.
I've seen some Twitter comments and feeds and stuff regarding them, and we'll take them as they come, so we'll see how we go with that.
Definitely exciting. What will training be like leading up to this? I mean, we're something like 5 weeks now before it starts, so have you already got everybody up at 6 o'clock and cycling to work?
We do that anyway.
Hey!
Everywhere takes 5 minutes in the Isle of Man, so it's not too far.
5 minutes cycling, that's no trouble.
You know, they're responsible for their own fitness, and we only see each other maybe at weekends, and our league here now has just come to an end, so they'll, I presume and hope, that they'll be knuckling down with their nutrition and their fitness. They know what's expected, and they know that you have to prepare to come to one of these tournaments if you want to actually perform and perform at your best. So, you know, I leave that bit down to them, and they are really responsible. They do it well, and they'll take to the court fit as they can be.
Further info and the match schedule is on the website netball.im. Is there also information online about tickets as well?
Yeah, there is. There's a link on there to be able to purchase the tickets. And obviously that tells you all the schedule and which games you can buy tickets for. I think there's also an option to buy one ticket, which will allow you to go into any of the games over the period of time, which is great.
The nice thing is as well, though, Ashley, for you as captain, it's just getting back out there, representing the country and just really enjoying the tournament as a whole.
Yeah, it was fun last time. It was really fun. The games were great. And it was good to get to know each other as a squad, so I'm looking forward to doing that all again.
And there's more information on the tournament at netball.im. Last Sunday saw the latest trials for Knights Men's Netball, so I spoke to Lewis Keeling to find out how things went.
We had 60 guys sign up for trials, and you know, some of the people that came down were it was great to see the standard that was on our show.
How does that kind of figures compared to last year and ones you've run in the past?
So we had at the end of last year, at the end of the season, we had 39 guys on our books. Some had moved on, some had gone home because a lot of them are Antipodeans. But we had 39 guys on our books, but we had only 36 signed up for last year's trials that turned up, and of those, I think we only picked 27 or 28. So it's a massive turnout of a big turnout of new guys, completely new guys that we had no idea about. So
awareness is building, and which is really good to see. From those that attended, how does that selection process work? Did they find out on a day or?
No, so we had a couple of selectors internally. So that was Michael Clark and Ryan Allen. And Sophie Hansel actually joined us as our guest selector. Sophie's got some fantastic experience, and she offered something that we didn't have, which was a lot of non-knowledge about the guys that we already had on board. So she could really give us kind of impartial feedback on everybody.
The actual way that the day spanned out, was it gameplay here and there, 15 minutes, that kind of thing?
We started off with a kind of an introduction, and then we did 7 10-minute games. Then we took a quick selection break and did a few more games after that, and again another break. And then we kind of built up games throughout the day, pitting players who were new against some of our more experienced candidates. And so the games got kind of better and better as the day went on. And yeah, people really kind of, there was quite a lot of people who kind of put their hands up and really progressed throughout the day.
And did you have a nice, healthy milkshake and small sandwiches afterwards?
Absolutely, yeah. No, it was very healthy at the pub afterwards for hours and hours. But, you know, it's a good celebration of what happened in the last season, and really good to get to know some of the new guys on a social level afterwards. So it was really great to see some of them stick around and get involved.
Obviously, being involved with that team for some time now, ever imagine this kind of status that you're now at?
No, not even close. So if we started this a year ago, and we thought maybe, you know, we'd build it really slowly and work up to kind of whatever level we could get to. We had kind of goals, maybe pitting ourselves to get to a Super League game within you know 2 years or something like that. And we were so lucky with what happened with the Fast Fives that it kind of propelled us forwards immeasurably. We did okay. I don't think we're probably ready for that at the time. But you can't turn down things like that. You know, you have to do them. And then to get such great buy-in from all teams across all leagues, but specifically the Super League teams, and getting us on board and helping us out and moving us forward and hopefully gaining some good training themselves out of it has been brilliant. I mean, to get 9 out of 10 teams played and 17 matches overall. I mean, we're playing Pulse again for match play this coming week on Thursday, and that'll be the sixth time we've played them. And it's, you know, you're starting to feel like, you know, everybody's benefiting from these relationships. So it's a really pleasing and really exciting journey, and we can see it moving forward at quite a rate over the coming year as well, which is really nice to see.
And you'd be hoping as well that that extra chance to play as part of Fast Five is there again this year?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Or is that top secret?
I've no idea whether it'll happen again. And do you know what? Even if it didn't happen again, we've been so lucky that I couldn't ever complain or be, you know, match room was so great to get us involved in the first time round. It just, if it were to happen again, then fantastic. And if not, then, you know, that was one of the best experiences of our lives, so in a sporting way.
It's great to see that the standards there, the trials went really well as well. Just remind us of Facebook and Twitter so we can keep an eye on you.
It's Knights Men's Netball everywhere you go. So we've got a group on Facebook. We've also got a page as well, but the page often quite marries what the group says. So the group's probably the better place to go at the moment. And then on Twitter, and I think it's Knights Men's Netball UK. And then you can find us on Instagram as well. So in probably more of our light-hearted stuff on Instagram and a bit more serious on Facebook.
Cheers, Lewis. I think that was podcast mention number 5. On number 4?
Yeah, probably number 5 now, yes. Thanks for supporting us all the way, Andy.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno, and as we count down to the 12th of July and the Netball World Cup in Liverpool, a reminder that our special preview is still online. Sasha and I had a chat about what it means to the UK to host this incredible competition. We've got special audio from the launch event, and we hear from Netball Scotland, Netball Northern Ireland and England Netball too.
There was also really great news for Wasps under-21s. The crowned champions of the England Netball Performance League in style after winning all 7 games on their way to glory. And Danny Titmuss is their head coach.
We are really, really happy to regain our undefeated champion title. Obviously, we came second last year, and then the year before that, we were undefeated champions again. So we're incredibly proud that we're able to put out consistent performances and keep hitting that podium top spot. So, yeah, really, really proud of the squad. I'm really proud that we are being consistent in our performances. So to go out and win 7 from 7 just shows that it's not a fluke. And basically to come first, second, first is decent. And it obviously shows that we're doing something right and it's not just a one-off. Like, we are creating a pathway. You know, Wasps only came into fruition like 3 years ago. So from the beginning, we just went, they went hard from the top, and that's filtered down to our 21s and then the 19s. And I'm really proud of like what we are able to achieve when actually we didn't have anything here. There was no under 21s in existence like a few years ago. So just so happy with the squad. I think we have fun playing netball together. The girls enjoy training. They enjoy working hard for each other. And I think that's really reflective in the performances they put on, out on court. You know, there's been times when it's been tough, and actually because they're pretty tight with each other, they're willing to put their bodies on the line. They're willing to go out there and grind out the results, even when sometimes it's been tricky and we've been put under pressure by other squads. I am particularly impressed with how the squad's adapted. We've had new people come in this year. We had a couple of long-term injuries from three of our players. So I think those people that perhaps weren't expecting as much court time as they got to just step up and deliver week in, week out as well has been impressive. I think as well, like, I have to say, absolutely huge thanks to Jen, Nikki and Mike, who, you know, all four of us have been there from day one. And it was such a pleasure to work with all of them. And we wouldn't be doing as well as we are without the support that those guys give to this squad as well. So huge thanks to them.
A reminder before we go, all you've got to do is listen to last week's podcast, the one with the Mizuno logo. And when you hear Reach Beyond, email us the time it was said and who said it to mizuno@thenetballshow.co.uk. This is your chance to win that special prize pack of tickets, a Sting soft toy and a signed Wasp Pro kit dress thanks to Mizuno. The competition closes on Wednesday the 17th of April with full terms and conditions online at thenetballshow.co.uk/Mizuno. Good luck!
Thanks for listening, and remember you can follow us and subscribe to the podcast at thenetballshow.co.uk. And join us next week if you can as we mark another special anniversary for netball in our country.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.